Are you ready, music lovers? It's time for Tulsa Little Jam, presented by Improving Lives Counseling Services, Inc.
Welcome, welcome, my friends. Welcome to another edition of Tulsa Little Jam. I'm very excited tonight because this is a nice little unique sound you're going to hear by this eclectic band called Smoochie Wallace. Also, my favorite named band that we've had on the show so far. So we're very, very excited to bring you guys here and have you here. So thank you very much. With that, guys, the sound stylings of a Smoochie a Wallace.
Puts on his makeup and his oversized shoes. He mumbles the blues as he tumbles for a smile. He looks to his past to remember his wife who broke his heart. And she never, no, she never told him why.
One glass before I take on that stage, and two after the show. Three times that I curse that sky as I make myself down that line. Why did she leave without saying goodbye? Why did I wait so long? But now I sit here laughing at myself, 'cause I know that she's gone. Ba dil ba 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 di bu di bu dil di ba, ba ba dil ba 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 di bu di bu dil di, ba de ba de ba ba di bu di di dil di, ba ba dil ba 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 di bu di bu dil di. The night ending with the crickets violin, the children sigh when I looked at my face. The flower I had reminded me of the day I took her flowers, that baby same day she lay. Moonlight hits my eyes as I dream of my Marie. I have lost her just like this crowd. No more applause, but no more tears as I sing my way out. Goodbye.
To tell you, to tell you, goodbye.
This season of Tulsa Little Jam is presented by Improving Lives Counseling Services, Inc.
Ladies and gentlemen, Smoochie Wallace, one more time! That was so entertaining, I gotta tell you. It's the vibe between the group as a whole is so, so awesome. And that's why we have you guys as a band, because you feel like you are one whole group. And I think that's so kick-ass. So how did this feeling, this unity, come about? You're the first band that we had in its entirety for the interview.
What?
And I'm going to keep interrupting Jesus just to throw him off.
Oh, yeah. We're not going to let him
just kidding.
Talk.
Go ahead.
We met in an illegal gambling ring, and that brought us together.
And that bonded you for life?
No, it's just you felt unity in that scenario. Like,
that's
we're sharing we're secrets.
No, it's secrets. David brought us all together. It's this guy.
Yeah, I'm not a very good storyteller.
He had never even heard me sing when he invited me to come practice for the first time. He had never heard Olivia play violin when he invited her to play our first gig with us. And he's just...
I assume there was a reputation involved that preceded that, right? A reputation preceded them?
I saw you one time.
Okay.
There you go.
You say so?
One time.
What was Delaney's excuse?
Delaney, I saw her at Brujo shows. I have another band, Brujo Roots.
I followed his other band around.
No, for you.
For you?
Oh, you're going to interview me.
No.
All right.
Jonathan's taking over for me.
It's it was a while back. What was it?
Like 3 years.
3 years ago.
3 years ago.
So like 2 years ago, there's another band that he had. It's called Brujo Roots, and they had disbanded supposedly. And so then I asked, "Hey, can I play with you?" And then after that, it's not even a reputation thing. I think David just lives carelessly. And so I was like, "You know what, Delaney and Olivia, let's do it. Never heard them, never met them in my life. Let's have them play." And it worked out.
Yeah. And here we are. David just blindly
Life is about risks, baby. It's about risks. Well done, David.
Yeah, that was just a long way of telling you that it was just kind of a whim. David whim. Yeah.
But sometimes that's the best things happen that
way.
You're like, that's how you pick random places on the globe to take a trip to. You're just
Leap
like,
yeah,
why, okay, why not?
Yeah.
So tell me about the first song, Clown's Farewell.
You're the one with the lyrics, why don't you?
Well, I believe David wrote that one.
Yeah, I wrote that a while back.
He wrote that long before we were a group and brought it to the group, and we felt it was perfect for the kind of music we wanted to do.
It's about a breakup, pretty much.
Clown's Farewell.
Feeling like a clown.
Feeling like a clown, you know?
You feel like a clown, or the person you broke up with is the clown that you're saying goodbye to?
No, I'm the clown.
You're the clown, saying farewell to the non-clown.
To the person that is treating me, that broke my heart, pretty much.
Oh.
So I'm the clown in a way. Yeah.
So random applause. Jesus. Okay. I'm sorry. You guys are hysterical.
This is how our practices are.
Yeah, you don't get much done. This is how our shows are apparently now.
Miracle.
Tell me about the song that you're about to play next.
So the next song we're gonna play is called Sully's Lament, and it's about a guy named. Remind me what his name was.
Sully.
Sullivan.
His name was Sully, and this was a guy who got struck by lightning 17 times in his life, and survived all of them. Seven times got struck by lightning, survived all of them, and then he ended up dying.
He ended up dying.
But for a woman, so that's just a lot, you know.
So he survived seven lightning strikes
right?
and ended up dying.
A woman is
over
stronger
a woman.
Than a storm.
Love is powerful. Things get heavy.
But you put that to like a bossa nova groove. And
I mean.
Fun. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing Sully's Lament.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by The Hunt Club.
We see some familiar faces in the crowd, so if you could help us with this next song. If not, just remember the word heavy, and you can sing along with us, all right? Please. No, just kidding. Thank you.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by the Justin Thompson Restaurant Group.
I personally never knew that getting struck by lightning and singing about it was going to be such an enjoyable experience.
No, you wouldn't think.
It makes me want to run in the rain with a lightning rod in my hand, naked. Just run around just so I can have that experience.
You're just indestructible, yeah.
It's amazing. That's so weird. That, I think that's officially, by the way, the best backstory to any song I've heard. You got real serious, Jesus. Did you know Sully?
Yeah, we met in high school.
Stop. It's not true. It's not even true at all.
I'm the woman that broke his heart, actually. I had to disguise myself because a lot of people are out for me now.
I get it. What's the next song we're going to hear?
It's called Laughter.
Nice. I'm looking forward to that.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by Elizabeth Nave, Farmers Insurance Agency.
We're going to play a new song, so I apologize beforehand if we don't play it right. However, if something sounds wrong, that was intentional. So.
Thank you.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by McNally's Group.
So, what's the backstory on laughter, guys? The song.
Well, it's all just something we love to do. I think it's...
Why are you speaking sultrally?
Universal.
That's how he talks.
Okay.
It's the Puerto Rican.
This is how we get
so, I mean, I'm Hispanic. I don't talk
It's
that
an
way.
Intimate setting. What can I say? But see? That's the idea. Laughing.
I have no idea what's happening right now. This show has devolved into something else all of a sudden.
No, I'm a lucky guy, I'll tell you. I'm so-and-so, but I'm really lucky. My wife found me in the dumps somewhere in space and time, and now we have two children, and this song's about her. She's
I'm gonna
funny.
Go throw up now.
She's
just a little bit. So what's the? I mean, no, really, that is a very nice thing. I feel like this is so much love right here. It's just it's nice. It's very nice. Are you guys? So the three of you are all Latin.
So they say
she's Latin in her heart.
In your heart.
Heart, and I'm Native American.
And you're Native American. Okay, so you know it's all. It's all love, whatever it is. I dig it. So talk about the last song that we're going to hear tonight.
Eurydice. The last song is called Eurydice. And Eurydice was a mythical...
It was a goddess.
A god, goddess, yeah.
No?
Right? No?
Eurydice was it?
Eurydice is the love interest of Orpheus.
Who okay. Sorry.
So this is a song.
I did study this stuff in high school.
So this is basically a love song between Delaney and me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by a generous grant from the Arts Alliance of Tulsa.
Down as she walks on by. Tomorrow I'll say hi. I wasted time way on the side, but now I can no longer take it. I'm gonna tell her how I feel. Say you are the reason I wake up. A little hope that you might find me. Don't you know I'm trying to show you I'm the woman that you. The little you might find me. Don't you know I'm trying to show you I'm the woman that you need.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by New Medio.
It was the ending of that song that I loved the most, I think. But I did like a little bit of a love story. Are you guys actually a couple?
We are not.
No,
not in real life. Not in real life. Just during the song.
Just during the song?
Yeah, just during the
Only
song.
Only during the song.
Yeah.
Well, David actually, he wrote that song.
Viral thing.
And I think it started, you said, you know, just as a song about a crush, which is very relatable and, you know, feelings we've all had. And then he chose the opportunity to explore, like, you know, a different kind of romance that maybe he hasn't exactly, you know, experienced, but he wanted to talk about it and have a song about it, and I think that's really cool.
Yeah, and also to have a song that's more inclusive. And
Yeah, that's great. I have a crush in this room right now.
I already know it's this guy.
It's not Jesus. So don't worry. It's Smoochie Wallace. I want to wrap you guys all up. The style is super fascinating of your music, period. It reminds me a little bit of Lake Street Drive, but not so much either. It's kind of like a departure from it as well. So what are the overall influences? Because I know the audience question, someone's going to ask that because it's a wide range. I'm actually curious, what are the influences that brought all this together into what you do?
Black Sabbath, Megadeth.
Yeah.
ODB, Iron Striper. Maiden. Wu-Tang, of course. You gotta love it. Wu-Tang is for the children, and we're for the children.
Yeah.
Right. We're the future. Actually, Lake Street Dive, is it Dive or Drive?
Drive.
Drive. Was we did a few of their songs at the beginning of our...
Oh, really? Oh, that's funny.
But I never...
We were first learning.
Yeah. Songs together. Anytime I'm traveling, actually, I'll randomly see a Lake Street Drive shirt, just very randomly. I get so excited.
They do a really cool cover of I Want You Back, and we do it in their style because it's just so tasty.
Yeah.
We do a cover of a cover.
Yeah.
Yes.
We do.
Because it's just so nice. Shamelessly.
Well, what are the other influences, though, besides Black Sabbath and Megadeth?
Music right here.
No, I mean, Olivia is classically trained and has several years spent in an orchestra. David, I mean, is a maestro on the six-string guitar. I actually met him at a local dive called The Colony. And, that was, yeah, we just had a CD release show there, so that was really special. That's where him and I met. And it was the first bar I actually walked into in Tulsa, and he was playing guitar, and I had my guitar in my hand because it was a communal thing, and I just walked back and went to my car and was like, I should probably not play guitar. And
you guys don't know, this guy has a great voice.
On our album, the very last song is just him by himself, and it's super beautiful, so you should check it out. It's called Lemons. It's on iTunes and Spotify and all that.
And Delaney likes so
go
much.
Ahead. He wants to hear it.
Did you say she lacks so much?
No.
No.
She likes.
Oh, she likes so much. I'm sorry. I heard that totally wrong.
Couldn't be further.
So what's next for Smoochie Wallace?
Marriage.
The benefit.
Marriage?
Oh, yeah. His little brother, on a serious note, it was in an accident. We're having a fundraiser for him at the Shrine on the 19th. And Smoochie will be there. Bruja Roots will be there. Paul Benjamin, Seth Lee Jones. So a lot of local talent. So even if you're a Grinch and don't want to support someone, at least come see the music, you know? That'd be cool.
David, it was your brother.
Also come dressed as the Grinch.
I do know the story, actually. Yeah. I was informed of the story, but we don't have to talk about it right here. Yeah, I think it's amazing. And you guys doing that fundraiser for David's little brother and stuff is just more example of how everyone's there for each other. And I really enjoyed the hell out of you guys. So much fun. Are you guys going to go on tour or anything?
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think we planned our album release
like most of last year, and we just did it. And I feel like we maybe haven't thought that much further ahead. We're still kind of like so happy from that. We had such a great time. And yeah, we're just kind of working on the next step, I guess.
Yeah, still kind of planning out the next step. We kind of worked our little butts off on the album, gigging, paying that off, and everything. And now it's on to the next step, on to the next chapter of planning. What are you scheming about back there?
Okay, so audience questions, guys. Let's ask Smoochie some audience questions. Anyone have anything? Right here.
It's not so much a question, but your sound sounds like so much like Pink Martini out of Portland, Oregon. Yeah, it's amazing, and you guys sound like them. And have you heard them?
Well, yeah.
Do you want to?
John's heard them.
What are you doing later?
Yeah.
You want to come over? Hang out, we'll listen to it.
Say that and say that name one more time.
Pink Martini.
Pink Martini. Okay.
You should look them up.
Ah.
Look them up.
Okay.
You guys rock. It's amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do a question.
I was wondering how you came up with the name.
In the illegal gambling ring, the guy that was running it, that was his name. He passed away. We wanted to honor him.
Very nice.
Smoochie!
Smoochie!
Pour one out.
Okay.
Yeah, pour up for Smoochie Wallace tonight if you get a chance.
But not on the floor in here. Yeah. Go outside. Yeah.
Go outside.
Next time, you have a chance to pour one out.
Don't be savages.
Yeah.
Your album is also titled Eurydice. Do you want to maybe talk about the themes and maybe what led you to the title of your record?
Not really. I think it's... If you know that Eurydice is like a name that comes from a love story, then I think you can kind of take it from there. But it's not necessarily, what's the word for a concept album, but it does follow a narrative. So I would encourage, if you do get the album, just listen to it and think about the order that it's going in. It'll make sense.
Question right up here in the front.
I'd like to know what each of you, what is your favorite album?
What? Well, that's a long question. Do you guys have one album to answer?
I think I could pick
right
one.
Right now? I could do one right now.
Yeah, I could do one right now.
Okay, go.
Pink Floyd, Wish You Were Here.
Tom Waits, Orphans.
Wish You Were Here covered?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Wow. Okay.
Come on, man. Olivia.
I will honor the courage of that question. Paul Simon's Paul Simon.
Blue, Joni Mitchell.
Bad Self-Portraits, Lake Street.
Yeah, there it is.
Can you tell that I got to meet Rachel Price?
Oh, yeah?
Best day of my life.
Wow. All right, so I really am really happy that you guys were able to be here with us tonight. Thank you so much. This is another example of the wide range of sound that the Tulsa music scene has. And this is just further proof as to why we all wanted to make a show about this so that we could help get it out there and showcase this immense talent that exists. And I really appreciate you guys very much, and thank you so much for being here. Smoochie Wallace, everybody!
Thank you so much.
And we want to thank you all for coming out tonight and checking out the latest edition of Tulsa Little Jam. Without your help, we could not be bringing the Tulsa music scene to the world and helping support the next generation. So thank you very much for your support.
This episode is executive produced by Carlos Moreno, Juan Reynoso, and Meg Sutherland. Written, produced, and directed by Juan Reynoso. Cinematographer and lighting designer, Lyndon Alvarez. Camera operators, Lyndon Alvarez, Mark Rains, Jason Gear. Technical director, sound recordist, and mixer, Ken Llewellyn. Makeup and hair by Dalton Spence. Woody Guthrie Center Education and Public Programs Manager, Jerry Wofford. Sales and Merchandising, Meg Sutherland and Jennifer Moreno. Production assistance provided by Noah Taylor, Graciela Moreno. Special thanks to Mary Jeanette Hammock, Vivian James Hall, Jerry Wofford, Daniel Regan, Mike Eddy, Paula Snyder, Todd Cunningham, and Amy Morris Blackwell.